So you did a study about the Mayan calendar. How, what kind of a study was it?
Well, it was. I said to myself that if there's anything to this, we should go looking for evidence there may be something to this, where we would expect to see some evidence. And in so doing, I was applying a principle that is common both to law and to science, which is namely that if you expect to find evidence of something in a particular place and there's no evidence there, well, then the absence of that evidence itself constitutes evidence that the event did not take place or that something's not going to happen. And so what I did is I decided to apply astronomy to geography. And first thing I said to myself is, well, what will be the point on Earth that the sun will be over at the winter solstice of next year? And I got a time from the reputable Stellafane website, and it pointed out that the winter solstice next year will come at a time of 11 hours, 11 minutes, and 32 seconds universal time, which is 5 hours ahead of New York and 8 hours right ahead of Los Angeles. And I said to myself, all right, where's the sun going to be at that moment? And I took a look along the Tropic of Capricorn. Of course, since it's the winter solstice, the sun would be at some point along that line, the Tropic of Capricorn. And I noticed that the sun would be just west of the coast of Africa at that moment in time. And I said to myself, all right, if we're supposed to bump into some sort of new age or something like that, some new era for mankind, then there will be a point out in space that the planet Earth will bump into right at that particular moment as it is moving around the sun mm-hmm. and through space. And I said to myself, where is that point going to be? And to illustrate this, picture yourself holding a globe in your hand, and you're looking straight down on the Atlantic Ocean just west of the coast of Africa, not too far north of South Africa, of the country of South Africa.
Okay.
And you move the globe in your hand from right to left with your head being the sun, so to speak, and that simulates the motion of Earth in its orbit around the sun. And at a particular moment in time, we will come to the winter solstice of 2012, and I said to myself, what is the point of Earth that is essentially the leading point of Earth as you're moving through space right at that moment in time? Well, of course, it has to be 90 degrees to the west of the longitude that the winter solstice is at, and as it turns out, if you take a look at a globe, you turn it 90 degrees to the west, you'll see that that point is on the equator. And it's just north of Quito, Ecuador. Quito is the capital of Ecuador. It's in South America. It's just north of Ecuador. It's just north of Peru and just southwest of Colombia. And I said to myself, all right, I wonder if there's anything here that would constitute some sort of evidence, at least as to what was going on with the ancient Mayans or what there might be in the way of evidence confirming anything about what they said. And I came to the slopes at that point as I looked online of an area a little bit to the east of the slopes of a volcano, an extinct volcano called Nevado Cayambe.
And where is that?
That is just north of Quito, Ecuador. Volcano, I guess I should say, it's to the northeast of Quito.
Okay.
It's the southern slopes of the volcano across the equator. As a matter of fact, I was surprised by the image I saw online. I said to myself, it looks like a snow-covered mountain, but this is the equator. Well, as it turns out, that mountain is so high above sea level that the southern slopes of that mountain mark the only point along the entire equator around the globe where the equator is covered by snow. As a matter of fact, the peak immediately north of the equator gets up to almost 19,000 feet above sea level. And I said to myself, well, that's interesting. But not too much there. But I said to myself, oh, let me fine-tune this a little bit, because the planet Earth, of course, does not have an a circular orbit around the sun. It has an elliptical orbit. And to account for, what we see when we look at the sun is that there will be certain times of the year when the sun will appear to cross the center line of the sky from any given point a few minutes ahead of the time you would expect to see it. And there will be other times of the year when it will appear to lag behind and will cross the center line of the sky, the meridian, a few minutes late. And the equation for determining this for any given time is called the equation of time. And I said to myself, I'm going to have to account for the equation of time in order to get the proper position of the sun and everything that follows from it. And so I did some research, and I found out that the sun will cross the meridian at any given point about 2.4 minutes earlier than one would expect. And I said to myself, all right, 2.4 minutes earlier. And I said to myself, that's a little more than half a degree of longitude, about 36 minutes of longitude. And so you have to shift everything to the west by about 36 minutes of longitude. And I did that, and I noticed that now I was immediately north, along the equator, immediately north of Quito. And I said to myself, what's there?
Tell me the significance of all this, Lawrence. What's it all mean?
Well, if at any given point in time, Earth in its orbit, you can predict just by simple mathematics and physics that if there's a given point in time that you're concerned with, then you can tell where planet Earth will be at that particular point in time. And so the idea behind the Maya calendar is that we are about to enter into a new era on December 21st of 2012. And I said to myself, so there's a point out in space that Earth will be in 2012, and Earth will be moving into that point. There will be an intersection between some spot on planet Earth and that point out in space where we will supposedly enter into a new era. And I said to myself, you know, what is the point on Earth that is going to bump into that rendezvous point out in space?
How did the Mayans know this? They didn't have the kind of technology. They didn't have the kind of mathematics. Mm-hmm. How would they know anything about where the planet may or may not be around 2012?
Well, you see, my investigation does not depend upon them knowing where the planet will be in 2012. But I said to myself, if there's something about the Maya calendar that is either inherent within their own astronomy or which they may have had some outside influence or help from in coming up with their calendar, then perhaps we would see some evidence of it right at this point where Earth, the leading point of Earth as we come to the winter solstice of 2012.
Have you ruled out some kind of mishap from the sun, some kind of X-flare blast or anything like that?
Some X-flare flare blast doing what?
From hitting us around that same time.
I'm of the opinion that, and I'll get into this a little later on, I'm of the opinion that when we reach the winter solstice next year, that very few people will, if anybody at all, will see anything, feel anything, hear anything. I have no reason to think that the people will notice anything on that date.
It's probably just going to be another one of those days, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think anybody will notice anything different. But that's a separate question as to whether or not something different will in fact take place. And I'll give you my perspective on that is that when Jesus was born, very few people heard anything, saw anything, noticed anything. The shepherds noticed, of course, because the angels came. Mary and Joseph knew what was going on. Later on, when the wise men came, they knew what was going on. But only a handful of people knew anything was going on until 30 years later when Jesus started his ministry. And likewise, when he rose from the dead, some Roman soldiers swooned at the sight, and a few women who had come to finish his burial preparations were shocked at the sight. But the apostles themselves apparently were still asleep in bed. So there's no reason to think that just because something happens that anybody or everybody's necessarily going to notice it.